John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary the Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was yet dark, and saw the stone taken away from the tomb. She ran, therefore, and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter, therefore, went forth, as well as the other disciple, and came to the tomb. And the two ran together, yet the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter, and came first to the tomb. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there. However, he did not enter. Then Simon Peter also came, following him, and entered into the tomb. And he beheld the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief which had been over his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in one place apart. At that time, therefore, the other disciple also, who came first to the tomb, entered, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the Scripture, that he had to rise from among the dead. The disciples therefore went away again to their own home, but Mary stood outside at the tomb weeping. Then, as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and beheld two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said these things, she turned backward and beheld Jesus standing there. Yet she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing that he was the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.'" Mary the Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and while the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst, and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced at seeing the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed into them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and put my finger into the mark of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will by no means believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again within, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, though the doors were shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand, and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Moreover, indeed, many other signs also Jesus did before his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.